What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's an even better day to be an Ohio State fan than you may already realize. You probably don't, because some of the stuff is wonky and frankly a little bit boring, and I'm not going to get into that minutia of it. At least I'm not going to try to. It's a very, 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 very good time for all you Ohio State fans to be born in Ohio and be blessed that you're Ohio State fans, because you are certainly one of the haves, and there's even more have-nots than you even realized, and that coming up in the show. By the way, Giants. San Francisco Giants are taking on the Colorado Rockies today in Colorado, 6:40. What do you want to do? I got to be back in the black. I went with the Mets every day last weekend. They won three in a row.
You're doing good right now.
Thank you very much.
I was going to ask how much we've been bitten by this when we tried to draw attention to the fact that money could be made betting against the Colorado Rockies, and then they pulled off immediately a three-game sweep.
I will take the San Francisco Giants. They have Kyle Harrison starting against a man named Carson Palmquist.
The Palmer.
Carson Palmquist has a 8.50 ERA.
You don't think he's due?
They don't even have a picture of him on ESPN.
You don't think he's due to get his picture taken?
No.
It is picture day there. Will that distract from the outing?
Signed up on the Excel sheet first.
Just making sure. How much do regular season wins matter for a team like the Cavs? I'm going to get to a couple calls here in a second.
It's sad to say, for somebody who hyped up the Cavs all year for making the regular season matter again, make it count again.
But it didn't in the end.
In the end, it didn't. So you heard it from Donovan Mitchell himself at the end of the year. He's like, we could go 82-0 next year. No one's going to care. No one's going to pick us. Nobody's going to think we're going to do anything in the playoffs. And for the most part, I think that's kind of true.
Bontemps kept referencing it. He continuously, we had Tim Bontemps on from ESPN, and he continuously mentioned 64 wins. I mean, he did it, has to be half a dozen times. And then he also mentioned the 68 wins with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, usually if you say a team wins 64 games and that's why you shouldn't move, I think that a lot of Cavs fans go, you don't know what you're watching, you weren't watching them. And they would assume that Tim Bontemps wasn't watching them. He hosts a show with Brian Windhorst. Brian Windhorst is absolutely watching the Cavs. Cavs had the best record. We're back and forth with Oklahoma City for the best record in the NBA this last year. These guys are watching the games. So if regular season wins, it's not the end-all be-all. It's not the end-all be-all. The people who argue against it, guys, you have a valid point. The 16-0 New England Patriots, how did it end up? How many in a row did Miami win before they lost to Ohio State? How does it end up? Like, yeah, there's a point to be made there. But if I was watching those games and watching those teams, there was valid reasons why plenty of people were taking the New England Patriots over the Giants. There were plenty of reasons, valid reasons why they were. How much of a favorite was Miami in 2002?
Oh.
Was it two scores?
Oh, yeah.
It was a double-digit favorite, if I'm not mistaken. So there's plenty of good reasons there. And there's plenty of good reasons why a guy who does watch the NBA, because it is his job, and watches the Cavs, who I give credit for watching the Cavs. And I don't give every media pundit credit for watching the Cavs. There's definitely guys out there, I think, who don't. If he's saying 64 wins, I don't think I can just fart at that. If Bob Jackson calls in and starts yelling about 64 wins and then can't back it up, well, then maybe I'm not going to give him so much credit. But Tim Bontemps mentioning the 64 wins, it's the last thing Cavs fans want to hear because we're so down and out about the Cavs. And it's almost like we want to trade some of these guys to punish them for embarrassing us and playing poorly. But damn, man, you guys got to relax on some of this stuff. Because I'm very risk-averse to this. And I know that you are way more open to making a change than I am. I see a really, really, really good basketball team. And you don't win 64 games by complete accident. You have a lot of talent. I will totally admit, Anthony, that yes, fit matters more than I want to make it out to be. It does. They're all really, really good players. It's the NBA. It's the elite of the elite. It matters more than it does in college, certainly AAU, high school, everything else. But because of that fit, I know they fit really good now. They got to fit better. They do have to fit better. But if I'm making a change, I'd rather change Jared Allen. And I got the argument about the small backcourt about it. But I'm giving up a really talented guard for a guy who's going to be a fit piece. That is a huge risk. That's a much bigger risk to me. I'd rather do more what Tim Bontemp said. I'd rather move on from Jared Allen for somebody who may not bring the type of return that Drew Holiday or somebody else was going to get. But I'm not going to be risking as much. I think we're seeing the best of Jared Allen. I still think we see better out of Darius Garland.
And look, Jared Allen's a huge part of their identity. Unfortunately, their identity is also not getting far in the playoffs. But in a regular season, Jared Allen has been so big for them. So that is going to be another type of trade where you could very well lose more games next year. But to your point, I think you're okay with that. I think all of us have to be okay with them taking a step back in the regular season. If it's a means to something, we don't want to just lose games to lose games. But if it means you're tinkering, you're coming up with new ways to play, you are, you know, going out of your way to make sure that Evan Mobley can continue to take these steps or even leaps every year.
And I think that getting
then you're okay with losing more games.
Yes, and getting rid of Jared Allen. I don't want to just get rid of Jared Allen to make Evan Mobley better, because I want something of decency in return, but I think it would force Evan Mobley to have to get better without Jared Allen there. I think at times he's been a bit of a security blanket for a young guy like that. It's time to force him to get better. The calls that have made the most sense over this last month are the calls that are saying, because you know you agree with them, and I know I agree with them, for this team to get what they actually want, which is the championship, Evan has to take over as the best player on this team. And you're going to have to kick the bird out of the nest at some point. Because Donovan has a very strong will. You're already battling against that. I think Jared at times is able to do some things that Evan is developing to do, and eventually you're going to have to kick him out of the nest to be able to get Evan to get going. 216-474-0092. But yeah, we're going to have to get used. This is going to be tougher next year because we're going to have to get used to the idea of not winning as many games. Probably not, I mean, maybe 51, 52 wins somewhere in there, which is still a nice record, obviously. Winning far less games than what you won last year, and hearing about how much maybe better this team would be if they were to make a change.
LeBron years, 50, 51, 57, 53, those last 4 years. And went to the finals with a 50-win team. Yeah, so.
Doesn't matter as much.
Kind of been proven, right?
Yeah. Big thanks to everybody who joined us today. Tim Bontemps was great. We're back tomorrow morning, 6 until 10. Podcast coming up 10:15 Eastern, 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app. I'll tell you exactly why it's better to be an Ohio State fan than you realize. And that's saying a lot, considering. You've won a national championship, for crying out loud. Not in basketball. I don't know when the next time that's going to happen. Care to comment? No?
Maybe on the podcast.
Okay. Big thanks to Big Country, for Jeff, for Mitch, for the Slippery Wizard, Anthony Lima. I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends. Go Guardians. Boy, we need a win.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.